Good evening. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you've come to historic downtown Bryan as we come together and honor our firefighters. As you know, it was just 2 weeks ago when we suffered a horrific tragedy here in Bryan. Two of our firefighters lost their lives. Two of our firefighters are still in the hospital recovering from their injuries. And I think one of the things that has impressed them and impressed me and everyone around has been the generosity of the people of this area. The people of Bryan, College Station, Brazos County, across our state, across the country, and around the world. It has just been overwhelming, the generosity that has poured out to help these people, these fine, heroic men. And tonight, we thank Downtown Bryan Association for allowing us the opportunity to come and spend some of our money, but also have an opportunity to give back to help in this effort as these men are putting their lives back together and recovering from their injuries. I was reading Facebook, as I often do today, and I saw a post from Bobby Gutierrez. And I'm sure since he posted it on Facebook, he won't mind if I share a little bit of what he said. He and some others went down there, I think yesterday, to visit our firefighters, Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran, in the hospital in Galveston. He wrote, and what he said just speaks to the heroism, the character, and the spirit of these men. As we visited them in their recovery rooms, and they'd been in surgery from anywhere from 9 to 11 hours that day, we expressed our thankfulness to them for their service and dedication. We told them of the outpouring of support from our great townspeople. I could see the tremendous amount of pain that they were going through, and all they could say was how proud they were to be part of our town, and that they were ready to be back and make themselves worthy of these gifts. This is how true heroes behave. They were enduring unthinkable pain, and all they could think about was us. I'm so proud of our fire department, of all the men who serve, all the women who serve, all of our first responders, including our police department, everyone who's there to protect us. Tonight, we welcome you as you come to honor these men and women, and especially as we remember Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who lost their lives, and as we pray for the continued recovery of Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran. God bless you all. Please keep praying for them. And again, welcome to Downtown Bryan. Here in downtown, we consider ourselves a family, and Fire Station 1 is right here in downtown, and we've been no stranger to tragedy here in downtown. In the past 2 years, we've had a couple of major fires, and our Bryan Fire Department has stepped up, and they've taken care of us, and we wanted to take care of them also. And First Friday, as you all know, is a wonderful open house in downtown, and it was the best opportunity that we could show our gratefulness to the fire department and give back. If you all will look on the back of your programs, you'll find a list of businesses here in downtown, all of which have offered to give up a portion of their profits for this weekend to go to the Bryan Fire Department, the families of those fallen and wounded. When I sent out the initial email and asked the different businesses if they could help, the response was immediate and overwhelming, and it was so exciting, and I was so happy that we were able to do something to give back. So thank you to all of our firefighters, and thank you to the businesses, the families that run and operate and own those businesses, and all of you who frequent those businesses. We really appreciate it. And we really appreciate your support and being here tonight.
Good evening. Thank you so much for gathering here. I'm Randy McGregor, Fire Chief for the City of Bryan. 2 weeks ago tonight, our organization and family went through our darkest day in 142 years. The fire at the KC Hall claimed the lives of two of our greatest people. These men, between them, had many years of service to the City of Bryan. Both of them, in different ways, helped develop who we are, who this organization is, a lot of the practices we use. Each one of these men were leaders. They went well above and beyond their normal job. They had many roles that they volunteered for to help make us a better organization through our different responses and tactics we use. As I said, a tremendous loss for the citizens of Bryan and the Bryan Fire Department. But for inside of our family, too, these men were mentors. They were leaders. And they brought so much to us, more than just out responding to calls, helping to prepare for calls, training. We're better today because of who they are. And we will forever remember what they brought to us. The citizens of Bryan are better because of these two men as well. And I just ask that you continue to pray for their families. As you can imagine the pain they're going through. Please be with them. Again, I want to say how thankful I am for all of you being here during our time. The support we have received as an organization is indescribable. We live in a great community with great people. We're willing to help. And it's just very comforting to all of us during this extremely difficult time. Thank you so much.
Let us pray. Our most gracious God, we thank you for your presence with us. We ask that you would, first of all, give your healing and comforting presence to those of the family and the friends, and most importantly, to the Brotherhood of Firefighters. And then we pray especially that you will receive into your kingdom Lieutenant Pickard and Lieutenant Wallace. We pray that they are sheep of your own fold, sinners of your own forgiving, and we celebrate the fact that they share with your son the example of having greater love than any other kind, the willingness to die for those that they care for. We ask this in the name of your son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.
Incredible act of heroism for all four of them. The two that are healing now, again, I ask for your continued prayers. We're optimistic about them and their recovery. And each day that we get to see them and see the progress they're making certainly brings smiles to our faces during such a difficult time. Please continue to pray for them directly as well as their families. And we are just looking for the day that we can bring them home, back to the fire department, and see them back on duty again. They're very excited about that, and that's their goal. And we want to see them through that till they're back here with us again. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Oh Lord, you are the creator of all of us here, the one who redeems us, and also the one who heals us. We pray for your healing grace upon Ricky and upon Mitchell, that you would cover them and heal their wounds. We thank you for those in the ministry of healing who tend to their needs. We pray for their families, and we know that the tough times that they're going through also are times when they are lifted up by their friends in this community. We thank you for these here who do that very thing. We pray, Lord, that your presence would be made known to them, to their families, to the people that serve us, so that when they are afraid, Lord, we pray that you'd give them courage. When they feel weak, that you would give them strength. And when they feel low, that you would raise them up. And when they feel alone, that you would help them to know that you are by their side. We pray this in the name of the one who said, greater love